There's a statute on the books ready to address legally threats, incidents of anthrax. In the U.S. Code, deep within the chapter on terrorism, is a law making it a crime to threaten or use any weapon of mass destruction, including any biological agent. Read anthrax. Today we know just how frighteningly necessary that statute is. It shows that as a nation, we've been expecting this day. But the statute, passed just a few years ago, isn't the first mention of the biological agent in legal materials. Instead, anthrax has been an issue in the law for over 100 years, in a much more innocent way. The year 1888, and a court in New York, of all places, grapples with a case involving a man who his family claimed died from anthrax, grapples with whether the man who worked with animal hides should be covered under an insurance policy limiting recovery to accidents only. Yes, is the final answer from the jury and the court. And so it goes for many, many years. Many legal cases involving anthrax, but all insurance, work-related issues, usually people who contract anthrax while working in some way with diseased animals. Even a case from 1989, in which a widow sued the government for her husband's anthrax exposure 40 years earlier at a top-secret government lab, involves work-related anthrax. It isn't until last year, in fact, that anthrax, exactly as we fear it today, is an issue in a case. But even that case tells of a much more innocent time. A prisoner from Virginia sent through the mail two envelopes, one to a prosecutor and one to a television station, containing a powdery substance, along with letters promising that the recipients had just been exposed to anthrax. Turns out he was lying. The powder wasn't anthrax at all. A jury convicted the man of threatening to use a weapon of mass destruction in violation of that U.S. Code section. And the man who sent the fake anthrax appealed his case. A successful appeal, surprisingly. Turns out that the statute requires that, before a person be convicted, the government prove that if the threat had been real, it would have affected interstate commerce in some way. And the court reasoned that letters containing anthrax sent to one person and one media outlet would have caused government doctors and investigators to travel across state lines, maybe, but wouldn't have been significant enough to affect interstate commerce, the economy. The threats hadn't been against a store, a bank, the judge wrote, so wouldn't have affected interstate commerce in any way. He set aside the jury's verdict on the terrorism charge. Today, a time in which the president feels it's necessary to urge us to attend ball games, when leaders tell us to shop, to fly, to vacation, we're seeing the all-too-obvious effects that biological terrorism can have on interstate commerce. It's very nearly impossible to imagine a judge overturning a jury's decision to convict under that same statute today. So the statute stands ready for a prosecutor's use. The sentence, any number of years in prison. If someone dies from the weapon of mass destruction, death. I'm Amy Guida.